Yes, sir. Our propeller is jammed. I think the horn-covered mandibles of one of these squid are entangled in the blades. That's why we aren't moving.
And what are you going to do?
Rise to the surface and slaughter the vermin.
A difficult undertaking.
Correct. Our electric bullets are ineffective against such soft flesh, where they don't meet enough resistance to go off. But we'll attack the beast with axes.
And harpoons, sir, the Canadian said, if you don't turn down my help.
I accept it, Mr. Land.
We'll go with you, I said, and we followed Captain Nemo heading to the central companionway.
There, some 10 men were standing by for the assault, armed with boarding axes.
Conseil and I picked up 2 more axes. Ned Land seized the harpoon.
By then, the Nautilus had returned to the surface of the waves. Stationed on the top steps, one of the seamen undid the bolts of the hatch. But he had scarcely unscrewed the nuts when the hatch flew up with tremendous violence, obviously pulled open by the suckers on a devilfish's arm. Instantly, one of those long arms glided like a snake into the opening, and 20 others were quivering above. With a sweep of the axe, Captain Nemo chopped off this fearsome tentacle, which slid writhing down the steps.
Just as we were crowding each other to reach the platform, 2 more arms lashed the air, swooped on the seaman stationed in front of him, Captain Nemo, and carried the fellow away with irresistible violence.